And welcome to our program here on the Talk Station, FM 107 AM 1240, as we get a chance to speak to our Marines and sailors now from Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan with RCT 6. And today we are speaking with Lance Corporal Christian Barajas. And Lance Corporal, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, it's good to be here. I actually heard about this yesterday. I kind of pulled this out of the blue.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Well, that's fine. As we talk today, we want to get to know a little bit about you. But first of all, tell people what you do in the Marine Corps.
I am a data systems specialist, so I get to mess around with people's computers all day.
Oh, so you're the guy they get to call on to fix things, huh?
Pretty much. I don't really get a chance to sit down all day.
You know, we have we're so in this society now, we can't live without our IT guys. And so a datum system specialist, I think we all need one on speed dial these days. So as we talk a little bit about what you do, I want to know a little bit about where you're from as well. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Bullhead City, Arizona. I lived there until I was about 18, and I left for boot camp.
Okay. So you joined out right out of high school?
Right out of high school. I wasn't out of high school for more than a month before I left.
Okay. What made you decide to join the Marine Corps out of high school, especially?
I actually decided to join the Marine Corps in about 3 weeks. I hadn't talked to a recruiter longer than 3 weeks before I decided that I wanted to join.
Hmm. Pretty convincing recruiter, then, huh?
Yeah, he's pretty convincing. So laid it on real thick.
Yeah. Did you have some other friends who were also getting into the military or getting into the Marine Corps?
That I know of, there are only two other people from my hometown that have left, but I haven't heard of anyone else.
Hmm. So now that you are in and have been in for how long now?
I've been in for 2 years already, kind of trying to figure out what I'm going to be doing. I don't know, by the end of my enlistment, I still have 3 years left after I come back home. I've been looking for a place to start practicing again. I've been doing boxing for the last 5 years. Looking to keep doing it after I get out.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, certainly the Marine Corps has a great history of boxing. Have you had a chance to work out in any of the gyms? I know at Lejeune they've had some folks go on to some pretty high levels.
I've been there, and I've actually gotten to talk to the coaches. I tried out for them. I was all ready and set to go, but I didn't get the thumbs up from my unit.
The boxing is something that not many people even think about these days, especially with MMA and mixed martial arts out there, and seems to be overshadowing that. But you like what's commonly called the sweet science of boxing then, right?
Oh, I love it. Actually, MMA was what I started watching first. And I was just flipping through channels one day, and I randomly caught a boxing match on ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
And it stuck out the same way that MMA did. But then I just noticed it a lot more.
So have you had a chance to do some working out and actually do some real sparring?
I have. Quite the experience. The first time I got to spar, I got hit pretty hard, and I saw little birds flying and heard the bells leave and whatnot.
Yeah, well, they say that first time is the one that sort of either gets you hooked or chases you away. You still are interested, right?
Oh, yeah. I had a headache the day afterward. My nose was swollen. My lip was swollen. As I was on the car ride home with my mom, I told her I couldn't wait to come back on to the gym that next Monday. She looked at me like I was crazy.
Well, now here you are as a datum systems specialist. How did you get into that field?
It was actually my second choice. I guess, the tech guy around the house, the only one that understood computers and whatnot. I couldn't really make up my mind about anything else to do.
Mm-hmm.
But my first choice was actually engineering. I plan on going to school for mechanical engineering, structural engineering, as soon as I got the Marine Corps or while I'm still in.
Yeah, Yeah, well, that's one of the great things you can do while you're in the Marine Corps is get a chance to get a start on some of those studies. And you may not be able to do that at Camp Leatherneck right now, but back when you're at Lejeune, you'll have a chance probably to take some online courses and get started.
Hopefully. And for me, it's always more about making the time rather than thinking about whether or not I have the time.
Right.
I always had the time. I just never really thought about doing it. Like, the gym is my second home. If I'm not in my room at the barracks, I'm at the gym.
So what weight class would you like to box in?
Personally, I'd like to go as far south as I can, especially with Mexico having such a rich history in boxing.
Yeah.
I always watched a lot of weight classes, welterweight, lightweight, mm-hmm. things like that. That would be where I'd like to fight at, but being 6'1" doesn't really make that easy.
Oh.
If I could, 160, 168 would be fine for me.
Yeah, at 6'1", you probably will get any kind of trainer will want you to bulk up and fight in a higher weight class, I would think.
Yeah, but well, with heavyweights the way they are these days, but the average heavyweight these days is about 6'7".
Mm. Wow, really? I didn't know they were that big. I guess those Russian brothers are all that big, aren't they?
Pretty big guys.
Yeah, that's right. Well, here you are, then, datum system specialist. Probably you would never think those two worlds would go together. But do you have other guys in the barracks or anywhere else that you're there at Camp Leatherneck saying, hey, can you fix my laptop, or I can't seem to, this video won't download, and you get those kind of complaints?
I have had that happen a couple of times. I actually had this one, a roommate at the time, asked me a question about it. Dude looked all nervous, like he was a little embarrassed about asking about something that's related to work when we're on our own off time. I helped him out with it, but it's just, he seemed kind of sheepish about the whole thing.
Yeah, we think that we ought to be able to figure these things out. I mean, it's just a machine, we ought to be able to figure it out, but it goes over my head all too often. So as you are going and assessing these things in your career, I mean, you said you have dreams of boxing. Are there other interests that you have as well?
I haven't done it in a long time, but I actually like drawing a lot too.
Oh, there you go. That sort of artistic side of there's a lot of boxers that have that kind of artistic side as well too. So maybe you would get a chance to pursue that along with some engineering possibilities too. So you just ended your first contract and your first enlistment with the Marine Corps. And what is your impression right now of the kind of life that it can help build in you?
Definitely a lot more structured. It's very different than how I used to be when I was still at home.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I was still at home, I hardly did anything. I was mostly just around the house, or if I wasn't there, I was at the gym boxing, and then I just came right back home. Not much for me to do. The town where I used to live in was very small. But here, there's always seems to be something to do. I don't really get a chance to sit down and relax.
Well, again, it's also a discipline, and that certainly could help you with training for boxing as well. I imagine that's probably the discipline you'd like.
Mm-hmm. I never had too much trouble being disciplined. I never really got into trouble growing up. Mm-hmm. I had two sisters to take care of. That took up a lot of my time if I wasn't at the gym boxing.
Are you still in touch with family back home?
I am, as much as I can, which sometimes it's kind of hard. Not too hard, but only, mostly it's scheduling.
Right.
Since it's night over there when it's day over here and whatnot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have a weird time zone in Afghanistan anyway. It's hard to comprehend sometimes. I understand that you actually swore in on the anniversary of 9/11.
Yeah, I did. Pure coincidence that happened. I actually didn't take notice of the date until I stepped into the office building that day, and they started briefing us on what was going to be going on and to remember what day it was and the importance and all that.
Well, it certainly now is probably an unforgettable day as an anniversary for you. I mean, when the events of 9/11 happened, I mean, you weren't very old, so this is something that gives you a connection to that.
Yeah, honestly, when growing up, I never expected to be joining the military.
Mm-hmm. But now that you're
a career path, I thought I would end up in. Then again, I really didn't know what I was going to do with myself after graduating high school, aside from boxing. Mm. Once I put on the gloves, I pretty much made up my mind that I was going to be doing that.
But hey, you're still interested in studying engineering there too, so there's a couple of different options for you.
Yeah, that's really the good thing that came from being really good with math. I knew whatever it was that I was going to do aside from boxing, if I fell short in boxing, I was always really good with math, so I would end up doing something in that.
Again, we are talking with our Lance Corporal Christian Barajas, who joins us today from Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan, getting a chance to find out what life is like there and what his career so far in the Marine Corps, and maybe a little bit about his hopes and dreams as well. And Lance Corporal, we want to thank you for joining us today.
All right, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.